Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Flights resume at Nairobi Jomo Kenyatta International Airport. Protests at Jomo Kenyatta International Airport, JKIA, resulted in considerable delays and cancellations, impacting numerous travelers. The Aviation Workers Union in Kenya has decided to terminate a strike that had halted operations at the nation's primary airport, following successful discussions with the government. This industrial action was initiated in response to an agreement allowing India's Adani Group to undertake modernization and management of the airport. Protests at Jomo Kenyatta International Airport, JKIA, resulted in considerable delays and cancellations, impacting numerous travelers. The union raised alarms regarding the government's intention to lease JKIA for a period of 30 years in return for an investment of $1.8 billion. The arrangement with Adani Group reportedly encompasses the expansion of the airport, the construction of a new runway, and the development of a new passenger terminal. While the government has emphasized that the airport is operating beyond its capacity and requires urgent modernization, the Kenya Airport Workers Union expressed concerns that the agreement could lead to job losses and deteriorate working conditions. On Monday, Kenya's High Court issued a temporary injunction against the proposal, awaiting a decision on a lawsuit contesting the lease, even as the government maintained that JKIA is not being sold to Adani. The Aviation Workers Labor Union boss, Moss Ndiyama, highlighted that although the strike has been terminated, his organization will participate in forthcoming discussions, adding that the union has not accepted Adani. Kenya's Transport Minister Davis Chircher informed the press that the government is committed to prioritizing the needs of Kenyan citizens in its initiatives to enhance and modernize the nation's primary airport. On Wednesday, numerous employees at JKIA organized a protest, resulting in grounded flights and leaving many passengers in a state of uncertainty. Francis Atwoli, the Secretary General of the Central Organization of Trade Unions, expressed discontent with the government for its delayed response to the grievances of the workers, adding that situation was quite straightforward, emphasizing that a written assurance to employees stating that our members would retain their jobs, safeguarded by government regulations as mandated by law, would have prevented the current circumstances. He further disclosed that the government and the Aviation Workers Union in Kenya have come to a consensus to reassess the agreement documents within a span of 10 days. Should an agreement be established, it will require the union's endorsement. Atwoli also highlighted that both parties have concurred that no individuals participating in the strike would incur any penalties. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.